It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here at CKMS Radio 101.3 Sound FM. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and tonight is April the 23rd, I think, Nigel, isn't it?
25th, I think.
The 25th. I stand corrected.
By my watch?
I trust your watch better than my judgment. Glad you come out tonight, Nigel.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We're going to talk swing dancing, and we're going to talk about the local scene and some favorite tunes. And so stay tuned, folks. We're going to have fun tonight. Nigel's very kindly came out, and he's going to stay with us for a little while. And as long as I can talk him into staying, then he's going to have to go home and get his shut-eye like the rest of us do. You have a good day? You had a busy day, though, huh?
Yes, it was busy, yeah. As usual.
Was it a good dance on Monday? I didn't make it.
Yeah,
out.
Mondays was fun, yeah.
All right.
DJ, which is a nice variety.
Okay. And the usual nice stuff at the beginning, which is very easygoing swing, and then maybe got a little bit more bluesy or half faster later on, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so just think about what to play tonight, and I think I'm going to go to the W5 of swing of music. So tonight, I need to pick some songs that have the word where in them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. So let's start, and hang on, folks. We'll be right back. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Okay, we're back, and welcome aboard, folks, and thanks for listening in tonight. We're going to stick with the theme of the question where in songs, and that was a song by Mr. W.C. Clark, and that was You Got Me Where You Want Me. And tonight's guest with me tonight is Nigel. And Nigel, I'm going to mash up your last name. Please tell our listeners so I get it straight myself.
All right, yeah. So my last name is Swietink Binema.
Swietink?
Swietink.
Swietink
Binema. Yes.
And Nigel's been in, this must be your swingiversary now, pretty soon.
It's coming up, actually. It's 2 years.
2 years.
Coming up pretty soon.
So, you know, it's great fun in our dancing, as you know, like, you know, we have the jam session.
For sure.
Yeah. And well, how did you get started? And you're a big part of the university club, I think.
Yes, I am, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm on the exec for that club. VP Finance, I believe, is my title, but basically I do odd jobs here and there, help out. It's fun.
And you know, our scene wouldn't be what it'd be without all the volunteers that's involved.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure you've had a lot of fun. Have been out to an exchange yet? That's usually a highlight for a lot of people.
I did, actually. I went to Tux about a year and a half ago, I guess, in January. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I went for the whole deal. Met some pretty cool people out there. And I guess as far away as England and... of course, as nearby as Waterloo in Toronto, so mm-hmm. That was good.
You know, there's a bunch of people from the scene taking off all the time. I was talking with Sarah Kate, and she might come on the show, but she's apparently off to Blue Shout, I think, in Missouri.
Oh, yeah?
That's wow. That's commitment.
Yeah.
with swing dancing, of course, and you probably tell us your experience as well, you know, you do the Lindy first, and then... And you look and see, well, what are those guys doing? And that's Balboa. And then what are those guys doing? That's Charleston. And
yeah.
What are those guys doing? And it's like, that's West Coast or something else.
For sure.
And have you picked out a favorite yet, or are you just having a lot of fun with all the different dances?
Definitely all a lot of fun. I can't say I've got much into West Coast. I just have too many other things I'm interested in right now. But definitely Balboa is my favorite right now. Working on that. I went to the Toronto Toss Out. A few weeks ago, mm-hmm. at the end of March, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Balboa, that is a great dance, and, you know, I got to admit that I need to really get doing that myself, because that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's very, it can be really relaxed, unless yes. Unless you don't know what you're doing, like me.
Well, don't worry, I think we all feel like that most of the time anyway.
Fair enough.
So, you know, that first bit of dancing, you know, you first saw it, you were attracted to it, and then it's to make the effort to come out and do the lessons and so on. And what was that like? I think your experience would be like most of us, you know, at first thinking, what am I doing? I can never get this. Was that your experience?
I was just, you know, to be honest, my first 2 months I did actually in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Lessons out there, and that's where I'm from. But to be honest, I was the guy who was always correcting people, which I'm not proud of right now. But not in social dance situations, but in the lessons, I'd be telling my followers, "Oh no, you got to do it this way." But definitely, it was a lot of fun, yeah. And I didn't stop since starting that about 2 years ago. So.
Well, dancing is can be a very humbling experience at times when you,
for sure,
you know, we all go in, we're all there for fun, we're having fun, and as the time goes by, you think, well, you know, I think it should be this way, but then when you dance with someone else, you realize, well, they're probably showing me a whole new way of interpreting the same thing
mm-hmm.
that I thought I was doing, but just in a different, just different, you know?
Yes, yes.
It's like, you know, so someone told me, who was one of the instructors? You can have two instructors tell you the same principle, but they would use different words and different pronunciations and different emphasis. But, you know, you sort of, because the one speaks in the way that you get.
Yeah.
You notice that?
I mean, for sure. I mean, this goes for any instructor and anything, not just dance, right? I mean, if you don't get their style of presenting the information, then it's really hard to get it. So I guess I've been lucky to have some really good teachers. By the same token, I would say, you know, if you're not paying attention as a student, you're obviously not going to get anything out of it either. So
it was really great. I was to the Peter Flahiff workshop for a while. We had that one?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't just a treat how he explained concepts that were maybe a little obscure, but in his own way, mm-hmm. it made perfect sense. Some real nice moves in there, dance theory.
Yeah, he had a really good way of explaining and getting us to practice, breaking things down.
I think our local organizers at Hepcat Hoppers, after that workshop, they introduced that new course. It was
Ethereum connection, yeah. I think, yeah.
Are you in that class by chance?
No, I'm not actually. I'm not taking any Hepcat classes right now.
Mm-hmm. But I understand it's people are really, they're enjoying it, and it's a whole new angle. And oh, good, we have some more visitors tonight. That's great. So those workshops can be a real hoot where you learn a new concept. And but I get what you're saying about taking a break too. Like mm-hmm. sometimes. You know, you just want to get those first steps in and get comfortable with them. And then, well, of course, there's obviously if you're just busy. And
yeah. You know. Well, I definitely go to all the social dances for sure. So, mm-hmm. but that's fun. But
yeah. So, well, you know, we'll do our announcements a bit later on. And then we'll, because there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Don't want to forget that. I know that next week we'll probably have Allie in to do a bit of West Coast stuff. He very kindly comes in once a month before the West Coast dance and does a shift on this show. So,
Sounds good.
Let's play another song. And this is another on the theme of wear. And looking on my handy dandy playlist here, I see that there could be a song here that I'm going to just. I'm looking for these faster ones for this part. And. Here's one. This is. Steve Lucky and the Roomba Kings, and this is also a neoclassic song, and this is Where's My Gravy? We'll be right back.
Where's my gravy? Give me my gravy. Tasty gravy, yes indeed. Good, good gravy is all I need. Nothing makes a gravy like a big old joint of meat. Put it in the oven till the juices run out. Makes a gravy that can't be beat. Where's my gravy? Give me my gravy. Tasty gravy, yes indeed. Good, good gravy is all I need. Gravy in Paris, France. You know it was the sweetest kind. But the best I ever had was at a truck stop back home. So greasy, it blew my mind. Where's my gravy? Give me my gravy. Tasty gravy, yes indeed. Good, good gravy is all I need. A better way than biscuits and gravy to stop a day. A big buttery biscuit sure is fine. Always makes me rise and shine. I've never been one for culinary science, but for gravy I've developed a distinct reliance. Name my favorite? Where to begin? I guess it's the one dribbling down my chin.
Where's my gravy? Give me my gravy.
Tasty gravy, yes indeed. Good, good gravy is all I need.
Where's my gravy? Give me my gravy.
Tasty gravy, yes indeed. Good, good gravy is all I need.
Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue. That was my stuff, man. Hi, this is Jim Prevost from Curtain Call Entertainment. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 FM. Tune in weekly for the best music in KW played by your host, Jeff Steger.
You guys recognize that gentleman? That would be Mr. Jimmy Prevost. And I'll just want to introduce our audience here tonight. Glad to see Martin Hansen has come out tonight to join us. And I would just relate. He wanted to know what we talked about already. And I said, well, we know that Nigel started dancing in Edmonton 2 months before he came here. Before he moved here. So I didn't know, but the same thing for you, I think, Martin. You had experience before in swing dancing when you first started.
Yeah, I was. I used to live over on the West Coast, and I was dancing there for. I started up there, and then I moved here probably 3 years after I'd been after I started. So actually, it was useful to meet people when I moved here and that sort of thing. And when I've been traveling, it's been the same thing. That it's just kind of a good way to find people to hang out with, at least to start. Anyways, you can definitely kind of just find the group in whatever city you are and meet up with them. So
it's like an immediate community or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Nigel's been off to a few exchanges, Tucks. I mean, I've been down there once, Toronto University Exchange. And he has yet to have those great adventures like you have, Martin, with... where was it? Korea? And where else did you get to on your Far East exchange?
Korea was one of the countries I went to, and I wasn't traveling specifically for dancing ideas or whatever, but I did end up going out a few times. So Korea was one place, Japan, and where else? Vietnam. A few other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, just a good way to meet people. So. A good excuse to travel, I guess, too. If you just want to see somewhere, then it's pretty easy to find out when they're having an event and just kind of time it around that, and kind of works out pretty well. So,
have you got the travel bug again?
Not too much yet. I mean, I've been busy with things in town, so I've been kind of contemplating going back to Asia just for a visit, you know, for 3-4 weeks or something. But
You see, Nigel and I are angling for some, a tour guide of some sort for swing dancing. Maybe you could help us out.
Yeah, there's definitely some good groups to meet up with there. If you want to see Asia, then, there's a few... Not every city, but there's definitely in the bigger cities, there's some good groups to meet up with.
Mm-hmm. But we were just talking about different styles of dance. Right now there's been a bit of revival for Balboa dancing. Is that something you ever got into too much in Norton and Balboa dancing? I know you're a great Lindy Hopper and a good performer. Right. You did a couple of performance things over the years, too.
Yeah, there was some of that. I think kind of a normal cycle for dancers who, people often will, dance and just do it socially for a while, and then eventually some people will help out with the scene, help with organizing events, and also do kind of performances in the community. So I think that's pretty typical.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a bit of Balboa. I have never like really specialized in it too much, and it's been actually a little while since I've done it. But, I haven't been too much part of kind of the upswing of it recently. But I've done some, kind of on and off.
Yeah, you've seen a couple of cycles here, too, in the area, right? Because you've been involved for at least 10 years in one way or the other. So you've seen when it was all just... And, like, even West Coast has come back a bit now in the scene, and we just barely ever did that way back in the day, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So just a whack more going on, and... And I admire Nigel. He's already doing a pretty good job in the Balboa when I see him.
I'm trying.
How do you describe it? Yet it's the relaxation for Balboa. That's the hard part, isn't it?
Yes, for me, anyways.
Yeah.
At the faster speeds.
And how did you find that? What made it easier? Was it just like take a deep breath beforehand, or was it to pause for a minute with your partner just to kind of? Set the space. What kind of things work for Balboa when you want to?
Definitely, when I'm practicing, if I find myself tensing up, I just stop and then take a breath. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the social floor, I'll take some slower steps and do some more familiar stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
And seems to help.
That's a good. What he's saying is that exactly right. When you get tensed up, it's too much, isn't it, Martin? When you get tensed up dancing, it just gets worse from there on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of, yeah, you kind of, it's really good if you can kind of recognize it happening and try to relax a little bit. But for those who haven't really seen Balboa, it's really fast. Like, it's ridiculously fast. Or it's at least, it's kind of at the end of the spectrum as far as, like, swing music and this sort of thing. It's the one at the fastest end of the spectrum. So it's really, yeah, it can be really easy for people to kind of get tense, especially, like, with the music.
Because you hear the fast music.
Yeah, and, exactly. Right, you kind of really want to, your body really wants to kind of...
go with that.
Yeah.
But you got to tell your, muscles, don't do that. Just kind of keep this nice little shuffle going instead.
Yeah, especially, like, the upper body and stuff like that. Like, you have to kind of, like, keep your shoulders from hiking up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's that can be a challenge for sure, because you're thinking about a lot of things. You're maybe thinking about your footwork and thinking about, you know, what's coming up and stuff like that for the leads, I guess, and the follows have their own things to think about. And so you kind of naturally tense up. You have to, that's just one more thing to think about, right? To like relax at the same time while you're doing all the other stuff. So
What's a good lead? Do you have any, you know, to set the pace of Colorado, you have a favorite joke you tell your partner just to kind of, you know, just relax and have some fun?
Favorite joke? I'm not really the jokes on the spot kind of guy. I'll just shut up and dance.
We had a previous guest here. Now he's a co-host. Here's Greg Nash. And I'm just going to beat this all again. He had a great joke. I just got a hoot out of it. So how many Lindy Hoppers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
I don't know.
Five, six, seven. Yeah. How'd it be, Greg? That's a good one.
Yeah.
How could you not dance fun after that one?
I don't know about jokes either for myself. I don't know. I've never tried that approach, I guess. Let's just say that.
To get your partner to relax? No.
Yeah, I don't think I've done that either. I don't know. I don't have any good tricks for helping out with the partner thing.
Well, you know, once in a while the dancers, they have like the theme night, like, you know, Star Wars is coming up. May the 4th is what do they call it, Jedi Swing. It's in the announcements, we'll get to that. You know, in the scene, it's kind of once in a while fun to have it can be a fun like Star Wars, or it can be a more formal event, because way back at one time, like, people really dressed up for swing dance. You remember that? The guys had the zoot suits and the whole works, and so sometimes
There was a bit of I don't know what the word is there, but like an association that, like, the music and the dancing style and the clothing all kind of went together.
Right.
And I mean, that comes and goes a little bit, but when there was the revival back 15 years ago or whatever it was, then that was kind of part of that upswing, was the clothing a little bit as well. But I think people like to have the variety. Like, I think for myself anyways, I like to have times when I can go out and just dress really not messy, but just pretty casual.
Yeah.
And then other times it's nice to switch it up and do kind of a more formal night and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So especially if it's a special event or whatever. And often, I don't know, you were talking a little bit about the traveling stuff and exchanges and stuff, but if there's like a whole weekend, then it's pretty typical that like the Saturday night will be sort of like a gala, or like a more like type of thing where people will tend to dress up and kind of you know, take the opportunity to do that, because often we don't really have the chance to do it like day to day to wear something nice, right? So it's kind of nice to be able to do that.
Yeah, it can be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see, what else has been recently where they've been dressed up? I know they're going to have a What's happening at the May the 4th Be With You dance? Is it a blindfold Jack and Jill,
so,
or something?
Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know much about that, but I think I was here last year for it. Something about one partner is blindfolded and the other has to lead or follow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure where it started. The first time I think I heard of it or saw it was in Montreal. That they would have, like, I think both partners would be blindfolded, and you would dance for, I don't know, like, I'm not even sure if you would know your partner necessarily, or like if it would be your regular partner, or if you'd just be paired up randomly or whatever. But I mean, they've done that other places now as well, I guess here last year, maybe, I can't remember. And then Toronto, I guess, and this sort of thing. But yeah, then you're really kind of, it's a good challenge, I guess. Like, you really see if you're
your technique is solid and stuff like that. It's just kind of fun to do something different like that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's play another tune right now, and then we'll be back. We'll talk to more some of our guests tonight. It's your host, Jeff Steger, and with me tonight is Martin Hansen and Nigel Beeswax Beanamar.
Something like that.
Something like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I should. I'm going to level you the promo there, and then you can. I'll have that down to the science. Okay, folks, Swing Jazz and Blues Show. We'll be right back.
One, two, three. My gal rides in a limousine, but I buy the gasoline. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Here's my gal, eats banana splits, but I eat cold bread and grits. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Boy, she never stays at home, and you can always find me there alone. But I don't mind it fetters, that chick, she's really mellow. My gal wears a diamond ring, yeah, but I wear a bulldog's chain. Oh boy, that's where my money goes.
Hi, this is Kristen O'Neill. I'm from Stratford, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
We're back, folks. This is episode number 96 of the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Shows, and welcome aboard, and thanks for tuning in. Today, with my guests Martin and Nigel, we're talking about our experiences in swing dancing, and... my guests, they're so polite. They know that I just mashed up Nigel's last name before, so I neglected to mention it just in case I mixed up again.
I told you, Nigel's good.
Nigel's good, I'm glad. So we're a little in between that song and where we are now. We thought, what do we want to talk about the next one? So I think what we'll do, we're going to go through some announcements, and there's always some interesting things pop up in announcements. And so there was some thought we ought to find out something about the national events that are going on, because they bring up all kinds of ideas of what in swing dancing and what people like and all kinds of thoughts of mind come to a person. So let's try some of these national events and we'll.
Mm-hmm. Well, one I know. Well, I don't know, but they generally have it in May every year is a big one in Montreal called the Canadian Swing Championships.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that one's on the list, but they usually have it on the May long weekend.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean
and,
about it. Yeah.
I assume they're having it still this year. I mean, it must be like the 14th year now or something like that. And that's a huge one, actually. That was one that 1 year, like this would have been like 5 or 6 years ago, I think there was a group of 41 people from Waterloo all went out, like did the trek to Montreal. It was
pretty much
crazy.
The entire scene right there.
Yeah, yeah, it was like pretty much, yeah, everyone from, like, yeah, all the regulars. Not all of them, but like, yeah, pretty much.
Is that the one where Troy Green went down? That was his first time he ever danced, and he ever went on an exchange, and he said, sure, I'll go.
I can't remember.
I was a time when a pile went down, and that was what I remember. I didn't go myself, but I remember the story afterwards. Troy is living out in Halifax now.
Yeah.
And he was such a brave guy. You know, he just came out to the first swing dance, and someone said, hey, you want to go in exchange? He says, sure. I'd never danced before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be. I don't know if it was the same year necessarily, but it could have been for sure.
Well, there's a few years where a lot of people would go down to that one.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Like I remember that one time in particular that we had that huge group, but there were other years like leading up to it when there would have been probably over 20 people anyways from here that went. Like the event itself, I don't know, it's got to be on the order of like 300-400 people sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's probably bigger now. It's probably up to 6 or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But and now it's gotten almost ridiculous, like because they have competitions and stuff the whole weekend.
Yeah,
they have other stuff too, but kind of the centerpiece of the event is competitions, and it's gotten to the point now where they have like for a division for say teams, so you'd have like a troop of you know 5 or 7 or 9 pairs or something like that. It's gotten to the point now where they have something like 20 teams that are all competing in that one division, and that's just one of the contests, right? They've got like I don't know how many types. They've got teams, they've got pairs, they've got Jack and Jill, and then all the levels. Then that's just Lindy Hop, right? Then they have, well, teams can be everything. Then they have cabaret as well. They've got Westie stuff, blues, and whatever, right? Like it's just ridiculous. I don't know how they fit it in.
Yeah, how do they do? You know, I think they have some of that during the daytime even.
Oh, they must. Like, I mean, especially probably the Jack and Jills and stuff like that they do during the day or something. I don't know. But even, like, this was 5 or 6 years ago when everyone was going from here. And probably the last time I went was about 5 or 6 years ago. But even at the time, they were having trouble fitting everything in the schedule. Like, fitting all the competitions, and they had classes and social dancing, too, right? And you want to hang out and, you know, dance and visit with people. And it was ridiculous. Like, yeah, they'd have they have competitions scheduled during the afternoon as well, but they would have them scheduled probably from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. with breaks in the middle, you know, a few minutes here and there for social dancing. And even then, they'd be going overtime by like 1 and 2 hours and stuff like this. This was every night. And now they must have like double or triple the amount of competitors. So I don't know how they fit it in. But
how do they do that?
Still running, so
still running.
They've got something figured out. So basically, like for this event, they basically rent an entire hotel.
Yeah, so it's just at one venue then, still.
Yeah, it's at one venue. They rent, like the hotel has, I think it's still in the same place in Carling, in Quebec, Lake Carling, and they have, there's like a huge kind of, not an auditorium, but like a gymnasium almost. So they have everything in there, but they rent the whole building, right? So you have all the rooms there and people, like the whole hotel is filled with swing dancers. So it's kind of ridiculous. So anyway, so that's one that's coming up.
That's coming
over
up.
Montreal area.
Yeah, no, I don't see it in my list here, but let me just power through some of these ones that's in here. And then we can get back to see if we can find that one there. So this is on the national scene. There's Dover Courthouse, and they're on every Saturday, so that's nothing too much new there. But
that's in Toronto.
Toronto, the Dover Courthouse. You've been on that one yet, Nigel?
Yeah, I have a few times.
Nice spot, eh? Three floors. And
it's hard to beat for, you know.
Sometimes it's a long walk to the third floor, but
yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah. And they get bands, I think. Do they have bands every week now?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Like you can go
Very often.
Yeah,
I know some people went. I remember people going last fall because there was, and there was some other event on, and so then it was DJ'd, and they were disappointed. Oh, okay. So it's probably bands most of the time.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And so also is the third annual Jedi Swing Trials. So we talked about that already. That's May 4th. It's a special Padawan Swing and Charleston Dance Lesson at 7 p.m. with David Trin and Amanda Bell.
Is that here? Is that Toronto as well?
That's Toronto.
Well, that's in Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dress up with your favorite Star Wars character and Jedi Jack and Jewel competitions. Prizes and Turlock Myers will be teaching a workshop in the afternoon. And remember, Turlock was a very active in our scene for a while down and now down Cat's Corner.
Yeah, he was.
The Hammer Hoppers have their monthly dance, and that's at Tailgate Charlie's. Next one is May 8th with Roberta Hunt. Now, that's a familiar name. She's up here quite often playing for us on a Monday night, so good fun. And
yeah,
she's a big part of that that music bunch that are getting together. Are you not at all, Nigel, where the guys get together if you play a guitar or drums or something? And
is that Thursday nights or something?
Yeah.
No, I haven't joined them.
But I think they're doing that tonight.
Yeah, I think she's been maybe doing some of the mentoring or whatever, like helping the group along.
Yeah, you need to have a good professional leader to kind of get everybody on the same something.
Yeah.
Well, I know somewhere in these announcements they're actually going to have they're going to do a demo sometime soon in one of these dances. But they did that. Did you do that last Monday night? Did the band?
Yeah, there are a few people playing for sure. Yeah.
Was there last?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
How many songs they played, but.
Shoot, that's right. That was last week. I thought it was coming out.
Yeah, like periodically that there'll be, whoever is there will maybe go up and help out the band for one or two songs or whatever.
Well, I thought they were going to get...
Maybe not every week, but...
going to do a bit more sometime. They're actually going to do a set, almost.
Okay.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that must be coming up. If you were there and they didn't see that last week, that means it's still coming up. Toronto Weekly West Coast Swing Dance has also Dover Courthouse on a Tuesday night. And what's coming? Oh, yeah, I should promote this. Montreal Bagel and Blues is coming up. That's April 26th to 28th.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
That's this weekend.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's like, probably, it might be why Mel's not here. I don't think she's in Montreal tonight, but she might be getting ready to go.
Yeah. One of our, I like to, for our show, we like to have some of the dancers from our scene come in and tell us a story, like both Martin and Nigel tonight. And we're just talking about Melanie Garbars. We'll talk about you, Mel, but we know you're just having so much fun dancing. We're wondering why you were tonight, and she's probably, you're right, getting ready to go down to Montreal Bagel and Blue. I know there's a bunch going, so.
Yeah, there's that, and I think there's a band playing in Toronto tomorrow night as well. Mm. So if she's not going to Montreal, she might be going to hear this band that I think a handful of people are going to go and check it out.
Another event is the Frankie 100. That's Friday the 23rd of May. And Frankie Manning, as anybody's listening to the scene, he was one of the original Lindy Hoppers from the ballroom, Savoy Ballroom. And he just passed away a few years ago, but it's been 5 years now. So he carries a lot of memories, and they have an anniversary dance on his behalf as a great leader, one of the originals of the scene. Returning to the Kitchener-Waterloo area is the Miss Jelly Blues. And you were a big part of helping that, too. Were you, like, it was...
I was helping out. Mez Jelly is an event that it's like a weekend event, but this one is kind of different in the sense that, like, most events will be specific to a particular city.
Yeah.
So, like, Toronto has Tux, for example, or, like, Nigel's going to Balboa Weekend in Cleveland, which maybe he'll talk about for a minute. And that's coming up in June. But Mez Jelly is organized by a few people, and they have it kind of travel around a bit. So like 1 year Mez Jelly will be in Dallas, and another year it'll be in Detroit, another year it'll be in Toronto or whatever. So this year they're having it in Toronto, I think, right? In June. So they're gonna have and it's usually kind of focused on some blues, and it's kind of a mix of stuff, I think. Usually it's not sort of just Lindy Hop or this sort of thing. It's kind of a mix. So I think they're going to have it in Toronto this year. But about, do you remember what year that was, Jeff, that they had it here?
Yeah, actually, it's 2008. It says right in my notes here. I didn't get down that far. 2008. That's how far back that was. And that was, that was a good time. Yeah. We had that out at the Steckley Barn, the one part of it too, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, so that in that year it was in July that we had it. I think it was the third weekend of July or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I was helping out with that a bit. It was mainly organized by Troy and Maria. So they were kind of pretty core to the dance group a few years ago, and they put this whole thing together. So the, like the Mez Jelly kind of event is sort of run by a couple of dancers from the States. But they kind of provide materials and they kind of assist and you know, do some of the high-level organizing. And then the people on the ground in the city that's hosting do a lot of the legwork and kind of planning out a lot of the logistics and stuff like that. So Troy and Maria were the main organizers for it, who are dancers here. And I was helping out. Dave Trin as well was helping, and Sean Brown as well. And a few other people as well, but that was pretty good. That was a few years ago, and we had, like, you know, dancing all weekend, just kind of the usual thing. There were lessons, and yeah, like you're saying, there was that stuff on the in the barn on Sunday, kind of a local flavor and this sort of thing. So yeah, it was pretty good. That was a few years ago now, but yeah, the, now they're having it in Toronto, so I think there'll probably be kind of a few cars from here that'll be heading over to support that. So.
So Mez Jelly, there's an Angel Figuero workshop in the Dovercourt House June 15th. This is sounds like West Coast Swing, right, Dave? And Dave Trin's just walked in the studio here. He's the other co-host and organizer for this night. So I'm glad to have the expert here because I'm never too sure what this represents. But that sounds like a West Coast answer to me. I hate to generalize, but...
Yeah.
Toronto Open Swing and Hustle Championship, that's July 18th to 21st, and I should have Dave speak to that. He's been a big organizer of that over the years. And are you going on that again this year? Toronto Open Swing and Hustle Championship?
Not this year, no.
Not this year? That's July 18th to 21st. Workshops, competition to social dancing, and Swing Out to Victory is coming back, and there's a lot of fun. Martin's nodding his head. Nigel, have you been down to that one yet?
I have not, no.
Oh, my goodness. It's in the big old hangar at the Hamilton Airport, their museum, the Hamilton Warplane Museum. All great big honking bomber. Lancaster Bomber is a backdrop. In front's the Toronto All-Star Big Band. And away you go, and there's some great, dress-up, too.
Yeah. Well, I was there actually this past year, but it was in Toronto then, so I haven't been to the Hamilton edition.
And I know the Hepcat Hoppers performance team at that time were down several years doing performances there. So it's a great event and one you want to check out. That's November 9th, so put that on your calendar. That's a little ways away, but that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they line that one up kind of around Remembrance Day, I guess, usually, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, November 9th, so.
Yeah, that sounds cool, right?
Okay, let's play another song for a bit here, and then we'll get back to our guests while they, as long as they can stay. I want to get one more question to these guys before they go. I know they're within a schedule, so we'll play one more tune. We're right back, and this is a tune by John Mayall, and this one is called "Where Did My Legs Go?" So we're keeping with the theme of where. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
keep it right. Hi, this is Nigel Swartink-Binema from right across the street, although you can call me Nigel. You are listening to the Swing Jazz and Blues Show on CKMS Radio. Hey, that rhymes. It's 100.3 Sound FM.
Thank you. That's great. That's almost as good as Martin's. Actually, better than Martin's. That was you had that really good one. We played it before. The sweet, sweet sound. Swing blues sound. It was super.
I don't even remember what I said.
You're the best. Well, my guests, thanks so much. You've been hanging in here. I know you're all just trying to get, you know, get home and get to sleep tonight. You come out and it's tired. It's late. So let's move into the last part of our show here. Well, you can stay as long as you want, but I didn't want to forget this part. I just want to know what you guys are looking forward to in the future for swing dancing. Are you have a plan to try new steps or just maybe more exchanges or just kind of enjoy where you're at, come and go, come and easy, maybe play some music? What do you see happening next little while for you, Martin? Are you going to...
Oh. I'm actually kind of coasting a little bit right now. So I've been actually quite busy with a bunch of other things and haven't been focusing too much on swing dancing recently, but I've been going out to events periodically. I went to see, we had a band, Gordon Webster, playing here in town at Hepcats. That was about a month ago, I can't remember, maybe 1 or 2 months ago. And I went dancing in Toronto probably a couple months ago as well. And, you know, periodic stuff like that. So I'm kind of taking it easy sort of for now. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of busy, and then, you know, things generally kind of cycle around again, and we'll just kind of see when that happens.
So, you've had a long career in swing dancing, and it sounds like that's a good goal, and that's half the fun, too, is just to enjoy the scene for, you know, just have some fun and, you know, see where things end up.
Yeah, for sure. It's easy to get kind of burnt out, I guess, on it sometimes, you know, depending how much you do of it, just like anything, really.
True.
So people who've been dancing a long time generally have, like, this cycle where they'll be like super involved for a while, and then they'll take it easy for a bit and kind of come back and forth a bit. So,
and you did a fair amount of volunteering in when you were involved a lot more. And Nigel, I see him lots of times volunteering at dances to running the. And you don't know how important it is, Nigel, on behalf of the community. I'll just say thanks so much for your help like that. And I think you know, the folks at Hepcat Hoppers probably appreciate it a lot, too, because they put a lot of hard work in organizing this scene and doing all the great things they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's important for them to have volunteers like yourself. And thanks so much.
Collecting the money for them.
Collecting the money. Being the face of the dance, you know, how you doing, smiling, and would you like to go for a dance and that kind of thing. So
for sure.
And any goals for you next day, next week, next month, next 10 years for you, Nigel?
I think 10 years is a little too much, but definitely I still like to continue to be involved with the UW Swing Club for as long as I'm a student there, and which may be only until August, but if all goes well. But that, and then I've been really focusing on Balboa a lot recently, so I hope to go to Cleveland. I haven't registered yet, but that's for the All Balboa weekend. So basically, what is it, 4.5 days straight of Balboa, everyone at the hotel there.
Yeah.
So basically, I was at the Toronto toss-out a month ago, and everyone by the end of the weekend was saying, oh, are you going to ABW? Are you going to ABW? So
I guess I'm going,
yes.
Yeah, and there's a few others from in town who are going as well, I guess.
For sure.
There's a bunch of you guys kind of carpooling down.
I think, I'm not sure how many are going from Waterloo. I've only actually talked to Anne Siktesh about that, because we're actually dance partners. We get together once a week and practice BAL. So we might end up going to Toronto and meeting some people there, but there's definitely more than a few going from Toronto.
Well, if you hear one or two are going, it sort of multiplies into a carload before
that's
you know
true,
it.
That's true.
You know,
for sure.
There's always one person says, "Well, I'll go if I can get a ride down. If it's a car open, then you got a load for them. That's the way you want to do it." So,
yeah,
that works okay.
Yeah, and it's not that far, like relatively speaking, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Compared to Korea. Or
or even going to New York or something. Even like Montreal, like Cleveland is closer than that, and a lot of people go dancing in Montreal. So.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, anyways, it's, I think from what I've heard, the All Balboa Weekend is probably the best Balboa event in
North America, at
North
least.
America, yeah.
Wow.
And it's just around the corner, so.
Pretty impressive. Now, they, of course, they won't do all Balboa there, but that's the emphasis. Like, ordinarily in dances, it's a good variety, but it'll be a lot of Balboa.
I think that one's all. So, like, from what I've heard, anyways.
Yeah, but it'll be, like, I'm just guessing, I'm sure it won't be all music at 180 beats per minute. It'll be slower beats, too, because you might want to, you can do Balboa at a lower speed. It's very relaxed, obviously, like a slow shuffle down the beach or something. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe blues or something, yeah.
Blues, yeah. So
very late at night.
So you didn't go down to Toronto for this tango blues thing? No, I don't think you...
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, that... Sure wish we could have got Mel or Sarah, who had just been to that last weekend. It had been fun to hear what they learned at that event. So, yeah. Well, that's good. And I hope our listeners enjoy the joy of our guest stories tonight, because I think all of us see part of ourselves in these stories of how we first got started in blues or in dancing. And so, Nigel, tell us, how did you first get started? I know you said you were in Edmonton for a couple of months. When's the first time you looked at Lindy Hop and thought, okay?
I actually have to thank my friend Nicola from Edmonton, from my high school, and she basically called me up on the Monday after I graduated from my undergrad at the University of Alberta, and she said, hey, I need a partner for my swing dance class tonight. Do you want to come? And I said, well, I'm not doing anything anymore because I'm graduated, so sure. And I tried. I paid the $60 or whatever it was for 4 weeks and haven't looked back. Meanwhile, she stopped after a couple months, but I moved here and continued. So it was definitely a coincidence and a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
So.
I think a lot of people, that's how we got into it, too. Just a friend said, try this, or maybe some of us have seen it, just, you know, the swing dance road dancing someplace, jazz festival, whatever, and they kind of crank up and ask around, you know, who these guys are, and then next thing you know, they're out to the scene and having a lot of fun, so that's nice, too. So so if you're a swing dancer, don't be afraid to get out and dance and in public, and I mean...
at bus stops.
I can tell there's a YouTube coming up from this one.
Yeah, right.
How do you dance and promote Swing and Lindy Hop and break out at a bus stop or some other great spot?
Well, they've had this this video thing that's been going around. It's not that recent anymore, I don't think. It started probably 1 or 2 years ago, but they had this I Charleston the World sort of series.
Yeah.
And I think it was a couple of dancers from Montreal who were organizing this. I'm trying to remember who it was specifically, but they would basically, people from wherever would just take video of themselves doing Charleston in somewhere kind of representative of their city, I think, or just somewhere sort of interesting location. And then we'd make all these little mashup videos of like people doing Charleston all over the place.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
For sure. So I think that was something actually... I think it was Turlock here who was getting people to do it. He was videotaping people here.
Oh, I remember that.
And,
yeah.
That was like probably 2 years ago now that he did that. But people all over, right? Like dancing in like Japan and Europe, all over the place, and North America and everything. So if you just go to YouTube and you look for I Charleston the World, I guess, or I Charleston, you know, name of a city or something, then I think you start finding those. So it's it's not bad. So people do kind of do this sort of thing where they go out and dancing in the middle of, you know, wherever, and actually it's quite good. It gets it's a good way to get people into the scene,
because
they see it, and
or at the very least to get people smiling.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to lots more years of this swing dancing. It's a hoot. And through the hard work and effort of our various organizers right now, Hepcat Hoppers, there's so many opportunities. Even this radio station, our show, we're trying to reach out to to our community and the swing dancers, and it's just another way that people can participate. And so we like doing it, but we sure like to have guests, and we hope that they enjoy the stories of our guests and all the adventures. You know, I was just thinking the Balboa. Nigel, I you feel what I'm talking about? Ann Sigtesh wrote a little, had a little Facebook thing about you and her Balboa dancing. Do you feel comfortable talking about that? It's kind of cute about you.
I don't. Can you remind me exactly?
What well, it was it's, about? You know, it's something about, you know. So what, why aren't you looking at me?
Oh right, funny faces. Yes. Yeah. Something about she was making a face, and then. Or I said I was going to make a face, and then she said, yes. "Yeah, but I don't have to see you because we're going to be in closed position in pure bow."
Yeah.
And I said, and that's why I love dancing with you all the time, because I don't have to see your face.
Yeah.
And so, that's classy.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, and being the good spirit sport she is, she posted on Facebook, and you could say, well, I'm not too sure which way to take that, you know. But it's true, you know. But there's always these funny interactions and fun times happening when you're swing dancing. With,
yes.
Whether you're in a learning situation or not. So it's good fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play another song, folks, and then we'll be back and play a little advertisements, and we'll see if our guests want to hang in for a bit longer. I know there was about 1 hour was about where we're looking at for these guys before they had to maybe move on to something else. We'll play another song, Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM on Rogers Box 946 or on the World Wide Web at www.soundfm.ca. Press Listen Live.